You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Got standing water? Well, many places in Wisconsin do, some more than others. Remember, water that collects in things around your yard is prime for mosquitoes to breed. Be sure to check for and remove standing water in things such as trash and recycling bins, flower pots, leaf piles, gutters, tire swings, bird baths, and much more. Remember to fight the bite and keep mosquitoes from buzzing around your home. You can learn more at dhs.wisconsin.gov/environmental. This Saturday from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., there's an ambulance steak feed at the Mercer Community Center. A $35 plate includes steak, baked potato, corn on the cob, coleslaw, a non-alcoholic beverage, and dessert. There's also going to be a 50-50 raffle, raffle baskets, and a silent auction, alongside a live band beginning at 8 p.m. There's also a one hot dog and chips kids meal free with the purchase of a steak dinner. Alcoholic beverages will also be available for purchase, and to-go orders are available. Proceeds go to support the Mercer Fire and EMS teams. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, August 23rd, with food being served from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. over at the Mercer Community Center. The Wisconsin State Patrol is focusing on educating drivers about the dangers of impaired driving during the annual Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign running through September 1st. Joanne Krulitz explains why.
There were 7,067 crashes involving alcohol or drug impairment in Wisconsin in 2024. Nearly half of all traffic fatalities involved either drugs or alcohol. Law enforcement agencies across Wisconsin are working year-round to keep impaired drivers off the road. With almost 400 drug recognition experts statewide, Wisconsin is helping lead the nation in eliminating drug-impaired driving. DREs help prevent tragedies by identifying the signs of drug-impaired driving and securing convictions to keep those drivers off the roads. In addition to risking your life and the lives of others on the road, driving impaired carries serious financial and legal consequences. OWI convictions can cost around $10,000. Driving under the influence of any substances can also cost you both your driver license and your vehicle. Wisconsin State Patrol encourages everyone to make responsible choices to ensure celebrations stay safe. If you suspect a driver is impaired, call 911.
Did you know the risk for getting West Nile virus is greatest during the months of August and September? Mosquitoes can spread the virus to humans and animals, so fight the bite every time you head outside by putting on bug spray and, when possible, wearing long sleeves and long pants. And also try to avoid being outside at dawn and dusk when mosquitoes are most active. You can get more tips at dhs.wisconsin.gov/fight-bite. Tuesday, September 9th at 9:30, it's the grand opening of the new and improved Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. You can celebrate the completion of the facility upgrades and the exciting future of rural healthcare right in your community. This event starts at 9:30 and features tours of the updated facility, a time capsule display and covering, and a ribbon-cutting ceremony. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, September 9th at 9:30 a.m. over at 50 Sherry Avenue in Park Falls. Brittany Merlot tells us more about bait rules and why you should drain your boat immediately.
If you're using live bait, Wisconsin fishing regulations say that minnows can only be purchased from a licensed Wisconsin bait dealer. And rules are to never dump unwanted bait in the water.
Our live bait regulations as far as invasive species can absolutely be confusing to people. And so the simplest way to think about it is that you don't want to take fish or water from one water body and put them into another water body, because you could be spreading a lot of these species, or they're invisible to the eye. And so you could unknowingly spread things by moving the water.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Waters educator with UWSP. She says that if you have worms that you will not use before they die, don't put them in the water or on the ground.
earthworms and Wisconsin in general, they're not naturally found here. And so if you just think of your live bait as trash and just can dispose of it near it in the trash receptacles, that's the best way to handle it. It's also better to keep our landings clean and clear for other people enjoying them.
And before you leave the launch, don't forget to drain.
And by draining the water from live wells and boats and making sure we're not moving fish from one water body to another, we can kind of make sure that we're taking the steps to prevent them from spreading.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers opening a weekend series tonight in Milwaukee against the Giants. Yesterday, the Brewers with a 4-1 win over the Cubs at Wrigley to snap a three-game losing streak. Bryce Terang with a two-run homer to get things started.
You don't want to lose, but we know what this team is capable of doing. There was no panic. What happened yesterday and the day before that, it doesn't matter. Nobody really thought much of it. Obviously, you don't want to lose games, but you move on and you go out there and compete the next day. We're in a good spot. The team plays hard, and we want to win every game that we can.
NFL at the Packers training camp. A fight during joint practices with the Seahawks. Actually, three fights. One after practice. It started with a Seahawks player interfering with the Packers huddle.
Like, it's already disrespectful that they're in our huddle, and then somebody gets hit while we're in the huddle. You know, got to have some pride.
That's Packers offensive tackle Zach Tom with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Summer is winding down, but there are still lots of activities in Milwaukee you can take advantage of before school starts and the weather changes. Check out Summer Night Movies in Veterans Park on Saturday nights. The movies are free and the popcorn is only a buck. If you're feeling a Latin vibe, check out Mexican Fiesta 2025 on Milwaukee's lakefront this weekend. The festival offers great food, music, and mariachi. And if you just want to mosey around outside, check out the annual 38th Street Block Party. The event starts at 12 p.m. Saturday, August 23rd. And offers free food, games, great music, and good Milwaukee summer vibes. And finally, if you haven't been to a Brewers game yet this summer, this would be a great weekend for fun at the old ballpark. Friday night, August 22nd, is Stranger Things night. The crew will be giving away Stranger Things-themed Brewer ball caps. And Sunday, August 24th, the Brewers are holding a Euchre celebration of life in honor of the legendary Bob Euchre. Enjoy these last few summer weekends, folks. Week 34 of the box office calendar is upon us, and there are three films opening in wide release. Honey Don't pairs director Ethan Coen with Margaret Qualley. The two collaborated on Driveaway Dolls and now team up to tell the story of a small-town PI in this comedy crime drama. The film also stars Aubrey Plaza and Chris Evans, but it's pulling a less than 50% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Fantasy action movie Nuza opens this weekend and has rave reviews behind it. The follow-up to the original from writer-director Yu Yang is pulling an almost 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. If neither of those are your cup of tea, check out Relay, a mystery thriller starring Riz Ahmed and Lily James. Reviews so far are really good, as it is pulling an 85% fresh rating. You could also have Leftovers weekend and check out all the blockbusters still in theaters. Let's go to the movies. You can never have enough comedy, and if it's cringe comedy, that's even better. Tim Robinson's Friendship had a decent showing at the box office thanks to a limited theatrical release and will now be available to stream. In the A24 studio film, Robinson's character is new in the hood and just wants to make a friend, and it ends up almost destroying two lives. And in other September 5th movie release news, Highest to Lowest will also be available to stream at home on said date. The thriller, starring Denzel Washington and directed by Spike Lee, is currently in theaters in pseudo-wide release, but hard to find in Wisconsin. Highest to Lowest tells the story of a music producer who becomes the target of a ransom plot. Still not sure why the film is not more available theatrically with such a big star and famous director, but you can check it out in just a couple weeks on Apple TV. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Northern Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of showers and storms, highs near 75. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 52, an isolated rumble possible. Saturday, mostly sunny, breezy, highs near 66. Saturday night, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 40s.
Currently, 63 degrees.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.